Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship with the King of Glory. Today is a brand new day. It's the 14th day in the month of April 2025. It's a beautiful new week. It's a beautiful Monday. And indeed, we are grateful because the Lord only Him could have made this possible. So unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. If this is your first time of joining us, I am wondering what you are listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. Today, we'll be looking at a new topic that says, Live by God's Word. Live by God's Word. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 3, Ancient Word, Ancient Word. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Kings chapter 13 to chapter 15. 1 Kings chapter 13 to chapter 15. And our memory verse is taken from Matthew 4 verse 4. Matthew 4 verse 4, which says, But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4 verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1 to 11. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1 to 11. From verse 1, it reads, Then Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up. Lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, When I joined the RCCG, we never gave offerings. We were told to only pay our tithes. When I asked why, I was told that it was because the congregations was a mixture of sinners and Christians, and we didn't want the money of sinners. I wondered what about those of us who were Christians. The Bible says, give and you shall be given, like we see in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Little wonder we all remained poor in those days. So even though we were not giving offerings in church, I was giving offerings to the pastors privately. Also in those days when we sang choruses, we never clapped. I asked why, and I was told it was because clapping was worldly. You could never even bring up the topic of beating drums. There was no guitar, no trumpet, or any other musical instrument except the organ. Everything was solemn. However, I said, the Bible says, clap your hands, all ye people, like we see in Psalm 47, verse 1. The first time we started clapping our hands in RCCG, the elders called a meeting to discuss it. You can imagine what happened when I introduced drums and the guitar. Sometimes we allow the traditions of men to dictate how we should live instead of God's word. God's word is his perfect blueprint for every area of our lives. And when you follow his word, you will enjoy life abundantly. Those who fail to live according to God's word will not experience the exceeding greatness of his power towards those who believe, like we see in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. Jesus did not respond to the devil's temptation according to the philosophies and traditions of men. He overcame them because he stood on what was written in God's word, like we see in Matthew chapter 4, from verse 1 to 11. He knew what was written and refused to live by anything less than that. Do you know what is written? Do you know what God has said about your situation? Are you standing on God's word or man's report? Whose report will you believe? When the 12 spies went into Canaan to spy on the land, 10 of them stood on what they had seen. Only Joshua and Caleb stood on God's word. Like you see in Numbers chapter 13, verse 26, and Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. Truly, they were giants in the land, but God is greater than giants. It is true that the doctors can see sicknesses, but Jesus has paid the price for your health on the cross. Beloved, make up your mind to live only by God's word, and you will experience his exceeding power in all areas of your life. Today's open heaven comes to an action point that says, let God's word guide you in everything. Let God's word guide you in everything. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. Till you hear our voice again. But before then, before I wrap up this show, I'd like to encourage you to share this message. I would like to encourage you to just be a blessing in the life of somebody by sharing this message. If you know somebody out there who needs this, I want you to share this link. And how can you share? You can share this link by visiting our website on www.praise-radio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to. Download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisefulatradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Now, let's wrap up. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.